On FM, online and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria gaan die naweek in met 'n maksimum van 27 grade. Johannesburg en Mbombela 25.
Have a look at what's happening on your roads. There's a crash on the N1 northbound near 14th Avenue.
And in your sport headlines, Jordan Hendricks is back in the Sharks' number 10 jersey for the Bulls derby. And England continues to fight as two wickets have just fallen. Details at 7:30.
Ons begin in Johannesburg, waar die polisie 6 persone van belang ondervra in verband met Dinsdag se skokmoord op bekende media persoonlikheid DJ Warris. Johannesburg se lid van die burgemeesterskomitee oor openbare veiligheid, Nini Tswaku, was op die toneel gisteraand toe Johannesburg Metro polisielede 'n klopjag uitgevoer het op 'n gebou waar 'n veiligheidsmaatskappy waaraan Warris verbind was, besig was met opgraderings.
The committee here, just want to ask them in detail in terms of what is happening and have a one-on-one in terms of can you tell us, and we've taken their phones by the way. In the phones I was just shown that they've been discussing there's some insinuations about the killing of DJ Warren. Say, I mean, who killed him? And then they were laughing and all of that.
Die departement van internasionale betrekkinge en samewerking sê die regering gaan nie onderhandel oor sy soewereiniteit en gebruik van regsreëls nie. Amerika beskuldig Suid-Afrikaanse owerhede dat hulle Amerikaanse ambtenare aanhou wat besig was om hulle pligte uit te voer deur humanitêre hulp aan Afrikaners te bied. Dit volg na die klopjag by 'n vlugtelingverwerkingsentrum in Johannesburg waar 7 Keniaanse burgers vroeër die week in hegtenis geneem is. Dit was terwyl hulle na bewering onwettig vir 'n Amerikaans geaffilieerde organisasie gewerk het. Die departement se woordvoerder Crispin Peary sê hulle neem ook kennis van beweringe oor die bekendmaking van privaat inligting van Amerikaanse amptenare.
The recent deportation of 7 Kenyan nationals by the Department of Home Affairs was conducted in strict accordance with South African immigration law. South Africa treats all matters of data security with utmost seriousness and operates under stringent legal and diplomatic protocols.
Vir inwoners van Midrand wat sukkel met lae waterdruk en selfs droë krane, Johannesburg Water kon nog nie presies sê hoe lank dit gaan vat vir die stelsel om volkome te herstel nie. Dit volg na Randwater se geskeduleerde onderhoudswerk vroeër die week. As jy op pad is op 'n oorseese reis vir die feesseisoen, kom ons kyk na ons finansiële aanwysers. 'N dollar vanoggend teen R16.75, 'n euro kos R19.63, 1 pond R22.40. Olie het geval tot onder die $60 merk en verhandel tans teen $59.67 per vaatjie Brent. En ons gaan die laaste naweek vir Kersfees in met 'n waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor dele van die Noordwes en verre noordelike dele van die Vrystaat. Bewolk en warm met buie en donderbuie oor Gauteng, dele van Mpumalanga en die Limpopo se westelike Bosveld. Pretoria vandag op na 27, Johannesburg en Mpumalanga 25, eMalahleni, Polokwane en Rustenburg 26. En as jy op reis is na jou vakansiebestemming, Kaapstad op na 25, Durban 24, Gqeberha 28, Bloemfontein 30 grade. Jy kan gaan luister na al die Jacaranda FM Newswatch bulletins, dis by jacarandafm.com, klik op Jackpot. Ek's Gerda de Souza, terug met jou volgende bulletin om 8:00.
Now, you know, just because it's your last day...
Oh, say it slowly.
...of the year. Your last day...
last working day.
Your last working day of the year.
In fact, let me put off the alarm as we speak so that it doesn't go off on Monday. Let me just see... Oh, there we go.
What time is your alarm normally set for?
So I've switched off the normal alarm, which is 3:45.
Yeah, I know that life.
Sunday night. And then this one is at 5 a.m. There we go.
Off for the year. Now, just because it's your last day of the year, I'm going to do this. This one's for you, Khada.